Blog Talk Radio.
System, but it is starting to really piss me off because this is the second time I've had an issue with it, and here I am trying to see if I'm being heard, and I am not. So, yeah. So hopefully it is working now, and you can hear me because it is really just being just super duper stupid. Anyway, how is everybody tonight? It is, of course, it's the first day of December. We've got 23 days, because nobody really wants to shop on Christmas Eve. So we've got 23 days of beautiful shopping, and then we have Christmas. Yeah, Christmas. Honestly, it's been one of those days for me. My holiday was just absolutely fantastic. I had family members over, and they were driving me absolutely insane. I can't even tell you. It was just really, really bad. I love my family, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you just really don't want to deal with them, because as much as I love my family, they tend to be pains in the butts, if you know what I mean. And they don't mean to be. It's not like, you know, it's not like they want to be a pain in the ass, but they just are, to be honest with you. They really, really are. Anyway, it is 8:02 in beautiful California, and it was actually raining yesterday. I mean, when I say it was raining, it was raining. It was not the normal where you sit on your ass and, you know, hope for it to rain. It was seriously raining yesterday. It was just, wow, just a trip. That's all I can say. I haven't had rain like that in a while in Cali, so it was like something that was different. I was sitting there going, ooh, wow. You know, wow, it's raining. Wow, I can't believe it's actually raining. But it was really, really nice. A nice change of pace. So, as I said, it is 8. Now it is 8:03. It is 10:03 in wonderful, and let me repeat, wonderful South. So all you people in the South, it is 10:03 for you. And for those who are on the East Coast, it is 11:03 on the East Coast. So, hope everybody's enjoying your first day back to normalness. I say normalness because I guess it is normalness, because after you eaten for that week, and I'm so sick of turkey. I am just so sick and tired of turkey. I never, ever thought that I would get tired of turkey, but I am really sick of turkey, and I'm really sick of dressing. And I love turkey, and I love dressing, but I am really absolutely sick of it, because it's been, to me, like just the worst ever. I mean, the food was delicious and good and all that other stuff, but just the fact that you eating it constantly, it can, after a while, you're like, mm-mm, no more. And that's how it was with me. It's like, mm-mm, no more. I can't do it. And I just, you know, this is the out for me. Anyway, with all that being said, yesterday I had a show, supposed to be happily married for now, and it was basically about something that I came across. I was going to do a show tonight with Drake, believe it or not. Not with Drake, but about Drake. And I had two people that were going to do it with me. Lisa, yes, my daughter Lisa was actually going to grace the mic. Can you believe it? She was going to call in and talk about this is how passionately she can't stand Drake. So she was going to talk about it, talk about Drake, and someone else was going to talk about it too. But, you know, we changed our views on it, and since I couldn't do the show yesterday because I was having so much technical difficulties, I decided to do this show today about happily married for now. And the thing that triggers this is that I think it was not yesterday, but maybe 2 days ago, where I was browsing through my Facebook feed, which is where we all get our information, isn't it? You know, our Facebook feed is where we get all our info. So I was browsing through my Facebook feed, and then I ran across someone said, oh, my God, he proposed to me, and had all the little, you know, the how he proposed and how he asked her and, you know, the cutie things and how she was all so surprised and so shocked. And I sit there, and I felt bad that I did do this. But I sit there and I said, wonder how long this marriage is going to last. And I posted that. You know, am I wrong for, you know, I said, am I wrong for asking, you know, how long this marriage is going to last? Because that was my first thought when I saw it. My first thought was like, okay, how long is this shit going to last? And yes, I said shit. You know, how long is this going to last? Because let's face it, there's a lot of times when people posted, oh, I'm so happy, my soulmate, I'm just so glad, I'm just, oh, my God, he just completes me. And then next thing you know, it's like they're divorced. Now, listen, I don't want anybody to come after me. Don't send me any letters. Don't get in my box talking mess, because this is reality. And as you all know, I don't really give a two hoot and a thing if you don't like what I say, because my thing is that I'm just going to tell you my opinion, and it's just my opinion, and nobody has to agree with it or disagree. It's just what I think, and since this is a show called Sugarlicious Me Neighborhood, then it's my show, so I can say what I want to say, and hey, you don't think you can either hear it, listen, or don't. Anyway, let me tell you. There are a couple of marriages in Second Life that I honestly feel are real marriages. Tell you which ones. Of course, I'm talking to my Grammy right now. The first one is Terrence and Celeste Christensen. I think that is a real strong marriage. God, there's so few. I'm sorry, but I just say there's few that I know about. Let's put it that way. Not trying to shine any darkness on anyone else's. I'm just telling you about what I think. The second one that I really feel is a complete marriage is Diva Tees and Black Hop. Peapod Potless. To me, they're married in real life, as a matter of fact. So they have a very strong relationship and a very strong marriage. Because if you can get in this game and you're playing together, that's wonderful. Because I've seen a lot of couples who play separate. And I think that when you play separate, something's not right, and that's a whole other show. So I'm not going to get into that, but to me, if you're playing separately, separate lives, you're leading separate relationships, then something's going on there that you may not want to talk about or discuss, and that's your business. But, you know, but anyway, that's another show. Another marriage that I really think is great is Bitford and Euphoria. And those who don't know who they are, which I'm sure you do, Euphoria has a blog, and Bitford, I think, is in one of the, he's one of the Greek frat organization, one of the oldest Greek frats. And then also D'Angelo and Jennifer Baptista is too. Now, I mean, there's other marriages, of course. Like I'm even going to go out there and let me say that even though my grandmother and my grandfather, Desi and Demon, are always at each other, she gets mad with him and like, you know, but they love each other. They'll be together for 10 years come January. That right there within itself is that's almost a decade. They'll be together a decade. So to me, that's a strong marriage, a whole decade. Even if you're going off on each other, whatever, you're still together. You're still doing great, trust what I'm telling you. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. So when I saw this, that was my first impression, is that how long is this marriage going to last? Because honestly, we both know that there is a lot of times that you see couples, then you see they are no longer together. And that happens more often than not. They do all this BS about how they love each other, they're going to be together, my soulmate, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then next thing you know, they're, you know, posting it, you know, they're the nastiest person ever. I hate them. I wish I never, you know, met them. They just ruined my life. But the fact of the matter is, it's starting to be like it's a trend for people to get married. It's like the thing to do. It's like if you don't get married, then you're not complete in second life. If you don't get married and everything, you're not complete. The first thing is the engagement. And it's, I don't know what is coming over people that all these engagements, this person's engaged, this person engaged, 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 engaged. And the thing is that when you see someone that's been engaged and married in second life more than twice, you kind of like scratch your head a little bit because you're thinking, really? You know, because if you slowed your ass down and waited for the right person, not just basically jumped into the relationship, then maybe you wouldn't be looking, you know, like you're looking to us, to others, as if something's going on with you and you just need to have that person in your life. Because it is, it's to me odd that you see so many people marry and get remarried, because you think in real life you don't do that. No one actually goes to let's say the quickest place to get married is Vegas. Nobody actually goes to Vegas every time you look around, except if you're a freaking celebrity. And if you're a celebrity, which most of you aren't, which any of you aren't, it's second freaking life, then you're not going to be just getting married just for the sake of getting married, because that's how it is. Like, you're trying to find the perfect person, so you just, the person you get with right now was just the person for now. Like, instead of waiting for Mr. Right, you just accept Mr. Right now. To me, that makes absolutely no sense. It drains you, because there is a lot to be said about an SL wedding. Let me tell you, I remained without any relationship because, and I know there are going to be people probably rolling their eyes, but honestly, the love of my life has been Angel. I met Angel, goodness, over 10 years ago in World of Warcraft, and I honestly fell in love with him when I first met him, and that's the truth. My avatar fell in love with his avatar, I guess you could say, but we kind of related because we, you know, we got on voice, we talked, and we battled or whatever, we got to know each other, and I honestly fell in love with him. Well, not to go into my whole story, but something happened, we never got together. So when I got to Second Life, I really wasn't trying to get into a relationship. I didn't, you know, I basically stayed on my sim. I had a couple of semi-successful businesses. I got on my sim. I dealt with my businesses, and I never had a relationship as far as with, you know, with a male. I just never had that bonding because I just didn't want to deal with it. And I honestly was still thinking about him because even though I wasn't talking to him, like, as far as chatting or anything, I knew what was going on with him because. Maybe one day I'll tell you guys the whole story, but I knew what was going on with him because I knew. But I didn't want to have another relationship in game. I just did not want that. Plus the fact I had a boyfriend in real life, and I felt like it wasn't right to start talking to other people in game and have this guy who I'm with, even though our relationship was crumbling and it wasn't shit, I still feel like it was wrong to do that. So I basically did not get involved with anyone until I actually got involved with my husband. And the year before last, we were going to have a wedding. And it got so hectic that I just said, forget it. And we were going into 2013 or 2012, I think it was. And he was basically like, it was the 31st, which is his res day. And I said, what do you want for your res day? And his son said, I want to get married. And I'm thinking, brother, we've been planning a wedding from September. I was changing the dates from September to that date. So he said, look, let's just go to Vegas. And yes, there is a Vegas in Second Life. We went to Vegas, got married, and definitely tied the knot. So last month, I finally decided to do a wedding. I changed the date, the venue, everything so many times. It was driving him absolutely nuts. But the reason why I'm talking about that is because it takes a lot if you want to have a nice wedding, and most people do. It takes Lindens. And Lindens, let's face it, when you talk about Lindens, you're talking about real-life cash, because no matter what you do, unless you have a business that you're doing in Second Life, you are uploading. I don't care. I upload. You are uploading money. And I will say that, hey, yes, I upload. I'm not embarrassed to say I upload money. Why should I be? I know what I do. So people do, they upload money. So you're uploading money, and you're paying all this, for this beautiful wedding that, you want everybody. Because let's face it, when you have a wedding, you want people to go ooh and ah. Because you're doing it for yourself, yes, but you're also doing it for others to see it. That is why you do it, because you do want other people to see your wedding and ooh and ah and say, oh, wow, she was beautiful, whatever. You get all these bridesmaids, all your friends, your family, and most of the time you're paying for everything. You're paying for your dress, you're paying for the shoes, the venue, the flowers, you're paying for your honeymoon. Now, this is maybe you and your guy together, but still in all, it costs. When you add all this stuff up, it costs. There is money involved. And for someone to keep repeating getting married over and over again, you have to really wonder, you have that much, can you let me have some? Because honestly, to get married over and over again, I think is absolutely insanity. You spend so much money on weddings. And you have to realize that each time you have another wedding, it's not as special as the first one's going to be. Then again, maybe to some people it is. But to me, when I first had my wedding last year, my husband wants to have another wedding again this year, which he wants to do a renewal. And I know why he wants to do the renewal, and I'm fine with that. Because I know he wants, family members there. And I do too. I've gotten more family than I had last year, so of course I would love to have them there. But the fact of the matter is that he wants to have people there, so of course we have a second, wedding. But it is still going to cost some loot. It's not like anybody's going to pay for it. I have to pay for he pays for our wedding. So I honestly, when I think about people that get married over and over and over again, what are you doing, with all this loot when you can put this money towards something else? Because putting the money to a virtual wedding constantly, every time you look around, two different people, it's just waste of funds. That's how I look at it. Maybe I'm wrong to look at it that way, but I really think it's wrong just to keep putting money in something like that. I don't know whether when people keep getting married, if it's the romance of it, if there's a need not to be by yourself, if you feel that you need that connection with another person. But it happens so often that now when a person says they're getting married, unless you've seen them grow together and you know that it's sincere, I think most of us do the same thing that I did. Basically roll your eyes and feel like, Because after a while, you really don't know how sincere it is. Because I have seen people, you know, announce their wedding. You know, they put, you know, how they were asked, show their ring, you know, put how they were asked on, you know, online on Facebook. They put the words there and, oh, he asked me, or, you know, oh, I asked her. And as much as I want to look at that and go, wow, that's, you know, that's really nice, I look at it and go, yeah, okay. Because it's like you've seen it before. Everybody has a soulmate, and everybody's in love, and everybody feels like that is the one, their true soulmate, their true love. And then next thing you know, they are talking mad shit, bashing him, screaming, never again, I'm not doing this. They're not worth the mess. I was telling yesterday when when it went down that there was this friend of mine who I will, you know, of course, have nameless. I won't say her name. There's no point in it. I won't. She had all this, you know, this wedding plan. It was really nice. She had 10 bridesmaids. Yes, 10 bridesmaids. She had 10 escorts. Her dress was custom made. Girls' dresses were custom made. Her fiance, his suit was custom made. The other guys, of course, they, you know, their suits were, I guess you would have to say, off the rack. Even though they had off the rack suits, she paid for the suit. So she paid for them. The other ones were off the rack. She paid for the suits. Okay. So she paid for their suit, her dress, her husband-to-be, his suit, her girls' dresses, their shoes. Basically, she paid for the whole wedding because she really wanted to have a nice wedding. And I understand that because I paid for my wedding, everybody in my wedding last year. Because the reason why I did that, because I honestly wanted it to be something that I didn't want anybody to have to put any money into it because it was my wedding, and I know, you know, I really appreciated people being in it, so I didn't mind doing it. So she paid, I'm trying to remember if she paid for the honeymoon. No, she didn't pay for honeymoon. He paid for the honeymoon. So basically, when we talked, I think she said she spent, and this is her, and I don't think she was exaggerating, she said she spent about $300-plus funds for her wedding, which that's a lot of money for a virtual wedding. I mean, and I know it. I know you can do it. I know it can be done. And that was some years ago. That was at least maybe 6 or 7 years ago. So if you think 6 or 7 years ago, paying that much, $300, that was a lot. That would probably equal to maybe five to maybe double that now, because that was a long time ago. And now customs things are a lot more and so forth. But anyway, so she had this beautiful wedding. The venue was just, it was just beautiful. The venue was beautiful. She had custom flowers done. It was just a beautiful ceremony. I never will forget it. I wish that, you know, we took pictures, but of course, you know, years passed, different avatar. I have no idea. But I wish I had pictures to share tomorrow night on my show. But anyway, she was in love. He was just, you know, he was perfect. They were actually talking in real life. They were planning to go see each other. And she was really happy about it and so forth. Well, the night of their honeymoon, I think the next day, he logged off. And I guess he had an alt. he logged off from the honeymoon with the aunt, and he logged into the aunt, and I guess he forgot that he was on the aunt. So something happened where he hit her up. Now, this is way before the days of Facebook and, you know, where you can post stuff and you see everybody's drama. But he hit her up, I guess not thinking. I mean, I would have thought that if somebody's not on your list, you would know not to hit them up or not to do their name in search. But for some reason, or he may have been a friend of hers and she didn't realize it was him. But anyway, bottom line is he hit her up on her aunt. He hit her up on his aunt and was talking to her like it was him, the his normal Abby. And she's like, what? Who is this? And he didn't realize to play it off, I guess still not realizing that he was still on the Abby, was telling her, she's like, you have another avatar? And all hell broke loose because on his little, you know, his pics, he had him and his wife and his children. And it was just, I mean, I'm laughing now. But when it happened, of course, I wasn't laughing because I'm thinking, you just paid $300 for someone that you only stayed with less than 48 hours. Because that is just basically what happened. Because once she found out that he had this off, she was done. She was absolutely done, which I would have been too. And she was crying, and, you know, we were all trying to console her, and she couldn't believe he had did this. And I'm thinking, wow, I used to see him all the time. I had no clue. Well, that's why it's called an ought, because you sometimes don't know. And when you don't know, you just don't know. So it was within less than 48 hours, she was married and she was divorced. And she paid $300 plus for a wedding. Now, when you think about that, you wonder to yourself, $300 plus for a wedding that lasted less than 48 frickin' hours. That, and I'm sure that's probably a record. I'm sure it's probably a frickin' record. And then again, I don't know, maybe some people it's even been less than that, maybe less than 48 hours. But it is absolutely insanity that someone would spend that much money. Now, in her case, I know it's a little different because this was her first marriage. She didn't realize the guy had an off. So I guess she really wouldn't be a good, maybe a good example because this wasn't her fault. So let me give you another example. Well, let's go to a quick break because I need some water. So I'm going to go to a quick break and I'll give you another example. Just I'm trying to remain where people are nameless. So I don't tell anybody, so I'm trying to be, like, really, like, kind of cool about it. Yeah. Be right back.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions. Can't stand it, but I still love you. Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful, even though you out here looking so ungrateful, I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them. Pills and potions, I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions.
Hello, hello, hello. It is me, it is I, Sugarlicious Me. It is now 8:30. It just turned 8:30. I am in beautiful, warm, and it is warm tonight, California. Kind of odd because yesterday it was pouring down. If you just join me, I am talking about happily married for now. I'm talking about people who are in second life who get married as if it is the norm. Thing to do, trend, all that sort of stuff like that there. Yeah, but anyway, I was talking about a friend of mine, and I guess I used her as an example, which I shouldn't have used her for an example, because I guess she really wouldn't have been a good example. So I'm going to use a better example. I'll do that. So I have a relative. I'm going to say relative. I'm not going to say which relative. So I have a relative who has been married 4 times. Each time she gets married, she swears this is it. He's the one, no one better. You know, there's nobody else I'd rather be with than him. And honestly, I think each time she says it, believes it. I don't think that she says it on purpose, not realizing that you kind of look crazy saying it. But I honestly feel like when she says it, she truly means it. She truly feels like this is the one. The sad part about all this is that each time she does it, I really feel that in her heart of hearts, you know, he, whoever she's with, is truly going to be the one that she's going to focus with and she's going to be with for the rest of her life. And I don't think that she realizes that we look at her. Well, some of us do. Maybe some of us don't. I can only speak for me. But I look at her like, fucking again. That is honestly how I look at her, because I don't understand any of it. I don't understand how you can constantly get married over and over and over and over again. I don't get it. Because to me, you need to focus on other things in SL and not just on getting married or finding a relationship. Because I think a lot of people want a relationship, so they figure the best way of getting one is to get married. You know, they'll whoever asked them, whoever asked them to get married, they just get married. I'm just going to get married. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm just going to go ahead and get married. Because to me, and again, this is my own opinion, I think that you should make yourself a priority. Even in virtual, I think you should make, and listen to this talking. But the reason why I said make yourself a priority, because you don't want to put yourself in a position that you're getting married to so many people. Because after a while, it kind of makes you seem like you're desperate. And I don't want to use the word desperate, but that's the way you have to really look at it. You start to look desperate because she, to me, looks desperate at this point. Because anybody she's with, and the sad part about it is that she gets with them and they don't stay together any longer than maybe 2 or 3 months. And then once the 2 or 3 months is over and done with, she's basically alone. But I feel like it's excessive to get married that many times. That's what I feel like. I think after a while you have to learn that SL is a place of fantasy and of fun, but you don't have to get married to everyone that asks you. You don't have to make a relationship that everyone, you know, ask you, because after a while, we all put ourselves in a position where we feel that we need to bond with someone else. It's natural. It's natural. I remember when I was growing up, my mother. I had so many uncles and aunts that weren't uncles and aunts. And my mother would call, you know, people, you know, mom or whatever. And it was always someone that really wasn't related to you by blood but was related to you, because that's how it was. You know, they weren't really related by blood, but they were related because of the fact that that's what you call them. And I think that SL is the same way. You have a lot of relationships because we want family. We want that unity. We want that that closeness. It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have it in real life, but I think once you get into the virtual world, you just want to have that you know, that closeness there. So I think it's the same way. If you're unhappy, and let's face it, a lot of people are unhappy in real life with relationships. They're unhappy. They're alone. They don't want to be alone. So a lot of people get in Second Life, and the fact that they can be with someone, the fact that they can bond with someone, the fact that they could have a relationship with somebody, a marriage, a wedding, things that they may never have in real life, then that is how they define getting married so many times. Because in real life, you wouldn't do that. And, of course, Second Life is a fantasy. It is. That's what it's supposed to be for. So, of course, you do whatever your dreams are, whatever you feel like is the best thing to do. But when you think about it, do you really want your dream to be constantly with different people and being unhappy, building a bond, building a relationship, only to be broken down again? Because since Second Life is a fantasy, and since people tend to screw whoever and whatever and don't care, then you have to really know your sense. Because to me, if you see a man that's constantly getting married, lady, stay back from him. If you see someone that's constantly always having kids with somebody, stay back with him. You know, stay back of him. Get away. Men, same thing. If you see a female that's constantly getting married, always in a relationship, stay back from her. It doesn't make any sense. I've seen relationships crumble so fast. Like, you'll see them together, and the next thing you know, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. They're no longer together anymore, and it's constantly. And it's not just male and female that's doing this. It's female and female, male and male. It's the same thing with everything. I know my cousin was making fun one day, and she said, I don't understand it. You know, why be a lesbian if you know, the bitch can't be true either? And I kind of laughed at it because that's how she is and that's how she thinks. And my sister Lala was like, girl, you know, it's the same with anybody. Just cheating is cheating and that's it. You know, nobody can stay, you know, without getting into an affair. But I don't believe that. I honestly don't believe that every relationship has an affair. I don't believe that. I really don't. I think that there are some people who actually do bond. As I said before, the ones that I named early on in the show, I think that they have good relationships. I think that they bond. Now, these are just people that I know of. I'm sure there are many other relationships in Second Life that I don't know about. People that bond and they have a good relationship. As a matter of fact, I wanted to do a show about it. You know, I wanted to have a couple of people, the people that I actually mentioned, the couples I mentioned, will be on my show at one point, because I do want to have them, you know, on the show to talk about what makes their relationship, you know, click, what makes them bond, what makes them ignore the constant BS in Second Life, because there is constant BS in Second Life. And the unfortunate, when you see couples together and you see they have a good relationship, honestly, there are people out to set that ablaze. And I know that it happens more often than not. And I'm sure a lot of you are already rolling your eyes going, yeah, I know a couple of people who do that, because they look, you know, they look at a relationship automatically, and if the relationship is a positive relationship, they want that. Not realizing that if the guy leaves you for this person, if he gets in a relationship with you, he has this perfect relationship, and he leaves his perfect relationship with you, then the relationship wasn't perfect. And you're not going to mimic what he has with, you know, you're not going to be the same relationship, because that shows you right there that it's not perfect. Can break a relationship up. That's not a relationship. You don't want the person that's coming out of that relationship. Because, hello, if you can break it up that easily, yours can be broken up that easily too. I don't think people get it, understand it, realize it, but it happens. You are not going to have a positive relationship if you think that taking someone else's man or woman is going to make you have the same relationship that you see, because it's not. And spending all this do-re-mi cash on weddings makes no sense. Same way it is with people having all these kids, having all these zooby babies. You have all these damn zooby babies with different baby daddies and different baby mamas. If this was real life and your ass had to pay child support for some of these zooby babies, or had to pay alimony, I bet you a lot of marriages and having kids would slow the hell down in second line. If Lyndon Labs said, okay, each zooby baby you have, and I'm not talking about people who are married and happily married and having kids constantly, hey, because I've got a bunch, I've got a whole tribe. But I'm talking about people who have these zooby babies, and they go through the whole pregnancy, and them and their guy break up, and the baby's in inventory. And you know I'm not lying. The baby reached a certain stage, and the baby's in the inventory. Doesn't even make being a child Abby. They meet someone else and go through the same procedure, the same ritual. They meet the person, oh, God, I'm in love with you, I want to have your baby. Here we go, going through the pregnancy. You see the little baby, brings the little baby on. You see the little baby on Facebook or whatever. You know, if you think about it, you never see the baby out and about with the parents, just on the Facebook feed. There's the baby on the Facebook feed. Oh, I've got the baby with me now. You know, there's the baby on the Facebook feed. Then about a couple of months later, the baby and the mother break up, and you no longer see the baby. You no longer see the baby with the daddy or the mom. It's like the baby just disappears. And in reality, in real life, you can't do that. Some people may have babies back-to-back in real life, but honestly, when you're in second life and you would have to pay alimony or child support, your asses wouldn't be going through all this bullshit, and we all know you wouldn't. Because if Lyndon Labs, as I said, ever sat down and said, you know what? For each newly child that you had, you're going to have to pay this amount to the mother. Or if the father's taking care of the baby, you're going to have to pay this amount to the father. Or say if a person has a business, a successful business, and they break up with someone, and Lyndon Labs says, well, since you two broke up and you have a successful business, we're going to have to work out an alimony amount for you. I guess the first thing a person would do was probably make an on, get the hell out. It's all time, but let's say still, it's like going someplace and changing your name. You have to start all over again from the bottom and start all over again with, you know, with the whole nine. Really? How many of us would really constantly have relationships, getting married, having kids, if you really would have to start paying alimony? I think a lot of that shit would stop. Because no one wants to pay lendings to someone they are no longer in a relationship with. Now, I told my husband, Telegrissa, that if we ever broke up, ever, which it's not happening, but just for the sake of whatever, we ever broke up, he would have to pay me alimony, and we would have to split the kids. Because we've got about 16 kids, so we would have to split the kids. Now, to me, I would want the adult children, and the reason why I want the adult, no, I would want the little ones. The reason why I want the little ones is because child support. So I've got my alimony and I got my child support for each little one. I would be set for life. Okay, I'm kidding, but not kidding. I'm kidding, but reality is you honestly should look at your relationships before you make a commitment of getting married. You should look at your relationship before you make a commitment of getting engaged. You should look at that relationship because it is supposed to be something that you do because out of love, out of caring, not because it's a trend, not because it's the thing to do for today, not because you want people to see you get married and you want people to ooh and ah. It should really be getting married because it's really what you want to do. And I know a lot of women want to get married because their friends are getting married or because you just want that plan, that wedding. But when you are getting married constantly and over again, it is time to take stock, look at yourself, and wonder, what the hell am I doing? Because everyone is not your soulmate. Everyone you meet is not meant for you to marry. It is honestly, to me, becoming a trend. I don't believe that everyone that says they're in love are in love. I think a lot of times it's out of boredom. Some people just don't have shit to do in Second Life, so, hey, why not plan a wedding? Hey, why not go through the procedures of being pregnant? I honestly think that has a lot to do with it. I think that people are just so bored because at some point, Second Life can be extremely boring. You know, once you get through shopping and partying, because honestly, how long can you see an avatar dance? Unless you have a business that you're constantly doing things in, how long can you really look at your avatar dance? And how long can you prim? How often? Until it's like, okay, really? So I think a lot of people honestly get married and have these kids because they need something that can get them out of the boredom. But that's not the way to do it. There is a lot to do in Second Life, and I am not at any means throwing shade on anyone. Because if you are honestly getting married and you're happy and this is the one and you know this is the one and the two of you want to skip, you know, the rest of your life, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's beautiful when you have a good relationship and when you get married and you're in Second Life because that's what it's for. Second Life is a place for fantasy and just enjoying your life and sometimes meeting the right person, sometimes meeting the one that, you know, that you love and you adore and is your soulmate. But if you find yourself getting married constantly, every few months, then honestly it's time to sit down and rethink what you're doing. You don't have to marry everyone that asks you. And it's not insulting if you tell somebody you're not ready. It's not insulting if someone keeps trying to push you to marriage and you feel like you don't want to ask them to marriage. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we have to treat SL like RL. And what I mean by that is that sometimes things you wouldn't do in real life, you shouldn't do in SL. I know it's really easy to get married. It's so easy to find a venue. It's so easy to find dresses, you know, the excitement of it, the fun of it. Because last year I was, you know, it was fun. It was exciting. You know, me and my girls, we just had so much, you know, fun doing it. You know, my husband, he basically sat on his butt and didn't do anything, nor my brothers or his friends or whatever. They didn't do anything, which was fine because it was for me and me alone. So I love the shopping. I love everything I did. It was just wonderful. I really enjoyed it. But in the long run, I plan on being with this man for a long, long time, if not forever. So if you really are planning on being with someone forever and this is your first marriage, I'll even say your second marriage. I'll even go saying your second because some people can find love on the second marriage. But if you find yourself constantly getting married every other month, then you honestly need to sit down and check it out and see what the hell's going on with you. And if you're asking someone to get married to you every other month, then you need to sit down, check it out, and see what the hell's going on with you. Because getting married constantly is absolutely insanity. Even going to Vegas in Second Life where you're paying that automatic pastor, what is it, 800 lindas? I think that's how much Angel and I paid when we first got married. And second, like, we went to Vegas. I think it was like 800 lindas or something. It might have been 1,000. I'm not really, really sure because he paid for it. But I remember it being, you know, and he and I laughing about it, going, wow, is this going to be legal if if he's doing it, it's not a real person, it's actually legal. You know, so we kind of joked about it. But the fact of the matter is that it was something that was done so easily. You know, now it's easy as pie. If you, okay, I want to get married. I remember when I used to, goodness, I've been in Second Life 10 years, come the 24th of this month. But I remember when you first got married in Second Life, you had to have, it wasn't as easy as it is now where you go to automatic places and just get married. Mm-mm. You didn't have that then. That was not something that was a part of your SL. You had to find someone that would marry you. You had to find them. Because I remember a friend of mine wanted to get married, and it took us forever to find, because there weren't that many people that were actually doing weddings and getting people married. So it took a while to find someone to do it. So in that case, then, it wasn't as easy as it is now. Now it's easy as, you know, put it in search and finding someone that has an automatic venue that you, bam, you're married. Okay, I'm married. So that's how it is now, which it wasn't like that at first. It was a lot more difficult to get married. But then again, I don't know, people could have been getting married for the hell of it then too. Who knows? They could be. Because the thing is that it happens a lot. People just get married just out of boredom, get married just because they were asked, get married because their sister, brother, friends, cousins are getting married. So in reality, it is a trend. Getting married in Second Life is a trend for a lot of people. Not saying it's a trend for all, because it's not a trend for all. Some people take it extremely serious, and they really are happy, and they really, you know, are in love and really want to get married. But for those of you who are getting married constantly, stop it. You hear me? Stop it. Oh, my God. I know people are like, you know what? You talk too damn much. You're always trying to give people advice. Do you take your own advice? Yes, I actually do take my own advice, believe it or not. I just don't sit here talking shit to you and not take my own advice. I have to take my own advice. I have to. It's a must. If I don't take my advice, then I'm wasting my time with you. And since I'm most of you are a psychologist or psychiatrist, whatever. Anyway, as always, thanks for listening to me. I really appreciate it. Tomorrow we will finally be revealing who is going to be the 6K winner of our Make Me Fabulous show. It's been a long haul. You know, unfortunately, last week had something happen, so of course I wasn't able to do it. But it is going to be announced tomorrow. I'm also going to be doing a show about plastic surgery, in-game and out. So it'll be 7 o'clock tomorrow on the grid. If you want to come join us, do so. Again, I'm giving out a 6K. That's right, 6K win for those who applied. It's too late now to apply, but for those who apply, we'll be someone winning. Also, in the next couple of weeks, I'll be having different shows. I will be having a Christmas show for the kids on the 23rd. It'll be Santa Claus. The reason why I'm telling you guys about it now is because I want you to make sure you get your kids together for this. So it'll be the 23rd. It will be a Christmas show. I will have several little ones on the show. I have Santa Claus. We're going to have a couple of, you know, dances and everything. So I think it'll be really, really nice for the little kids. Plus, there'll be gifts and prizes for all the kids on the show that day. And Santa will actually grant a one, maybe even two children, a 3K win, meaning that they give them a list of things that's worth $3K, different things that they want, and they will get it Christmas Eve. So he's really excited about that. And, you know, he sent him a boy right there, so you know he had to come up with a check. Yeah. So it will be really, really fun. I hope that, you know, those who do have kids will make sure and make it a point to bring them out. Anyway, as always, I know I go talk. I am half out of it, half sleepy, but I am going to end this with a kiss. And as always, thanks for listening. Even those who kind of go, what the hell is Second Life? Trust me. I'm going to do that tutorial for those of you. I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of people had asked me to do a tutorial that doesn't really know Second Life. So I'm going to do a tutorial. I'm going to see if I can get some people to help me with it, too, because I know I constantly say it, and I don't do it. Well, I'm a busy person. But anyway, love you all. Thanks again so much for listening. It's always a pleasure.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be a free child. I'm gonna be a free child. Walk away.